Hey guys, it's Tim from Capes and Scowls, and this is a bittersweet podcast to record. I want to help out my buddy, but I screwed up an interview, and that doesn't happen often, but no matter how big you are on the podcast totem pole, things can go wrong. And I've spent the past couple of days trying to save the audio from this interview, and alas, it did not happen. So, originally I was interviewing David Pepos, who is the writer of Spencer and Locke, and Going to the Chapel, and also the upcoming Grand Theft Astro. David is a friend of the podcast. He's been on before, and I was promoting his new Kickstarter, which is called The OZ. It's a Wizard of Oz meets the Hurt Locker kind of story. Unfortunately, the interview was so good, and I have such a blast with the guy. So, David, I am super sorry that this had to happen, but it did, so I figured instead of crying about it, which I've been doing for days, I am going to stop being sad and angry about it, and I'm just going to do a mini-sode here, and I'm going to tell everybody why they should support you, why they should support the OZ, and hopefully send some people your way and help your Kickstarter become an even bigger success. If you guys aren't familiar with David, he's done a lot of cool stuff. I love Spencer and Locke in particular. I think it's such a cool concept. He used to work for Newsarama. He was an intern for DC. He's a Ringo Award-nominated writer. And I think he's just a cool dude. And again, I'm so sorry, David, that this got ruined. I know you're going to be like, it's no big deal. Things happen. But I'm sad. So essentially, the story of the OZ is Dorothy, the original Dorothy, after she defeats the Wicked Witch of the West, leaves. She just ups and goes, which is true. And it kind of leaves Oz in a power vacuum. And a lot of odd things happen while she's gone. Fast forward to a new Dorothy from a different generation, and this Dorothy, who is the original's granddaughter, ends up finding herself in Oz and having to help fight. Essentially, she is a very different character, very dark story, very dark look, and she is also an Iraq War veteran, so she's not to be messed with. The tone of the sample pages I read was so dark and so good, I cannot wait to read this. The entire story will take place over the course of about 3 books, and they will be oversized books, and this Kickstarter is already funded. So why support David Pepos on Kickstarter? It's a no-brainer, because it's already funded. This was funded in like a day, and out of his $6,000 goal, he's already gotten, as of my recording this, he has already gotten $35,732, which is bonkers. So he has done very, very well. Nearing 1,000 backers currently. This will go up, and when this goes up, which this should be a Tuesday, you should have 7 days remaining to support this. So you have a week's worth of time to go support David. So some of the things David told me in the interview that unfortunately is gone is that this book is going to be a ton of fun. It's going to be a blast. He's really excited for his crew. I love the fact that his colorist worked on Giant Days. And Whitney Kogar, she's not really known for these dark, dark colors, so it's very cool to see her do that. Also working with DC Hopkins is his letterer, and Ruben Rojas is his artist. Just a really cool team. It's going to be great. It's going to be on glossy paper. You're going to love it. As far as stretch goals already unlocked, we're getting a sticker. We got a theme song. We've gotten variant covers. It's just really good time to see something so successful right off the bat, and to have it happen to a good guy, I just couldn't be happier. Another good reason is the first stretch goal, I think, is an amazing stretch goal, which was a digital comics extravaganza, and every backer is going to receive a massive digital comic library featuring work from creators such as, get this, Kevin Eastman, the co-creator of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Also Justin Jordan, who did Luther Strode and The Spread, Rylan Grant, Frank Gogol, and a bunch more. So that is just amazing, just fun. So they're doing things in a way to not jack up the shipping price on you and just kind of keep it friendly. The next goal they're working towards is an enamel pin. We'll see. But I think everybody should give this a try. I think it's a very cool story. They're going to work on things going forward. It's going to involve the books heavily. And it'll involve a little bit of the movie stuff, you know, Return to Oz and whatnot. I'm sure certain characters will at least make an appearance. And that's about all I have. I am not as interesting as David Pepos, unfortunately, so I feel I'm not going to just keep rambling on here. I'm just so sad. And I know he's going to be like, it's fine, things happen. I wish it was. It was a great interview. It was like an hour long, just blast. But things happen, people, and you just got to roll with the punches. So this is me rolling with the punches. So David, I am very happy for you. I'm very happy for your success, your team. I wish everybody the best. I will have you back on, and we will get this audio recorded correctly. It is absolutely my fault, and we will just have a good time. When cons come back, I hope to see you, give you a big ol' hug, because if cons are back, I can do that. And just hope your family's safe, happy. I hope everybody is going to jump on this Kickstarter. So everybody get in there, help David out. It's a sure thing. You love sure things, so get in on it. And let's watch this crazy Wizard of Oz story unfold. Thank you so much.